sailing down my golden river, sun and water all my own. Yet I was never alone. Sun and water, all life givers, life and death all my own. Yet I was not far from my home. Sunlight gleaming on the water, sunlight sparkling in the foam. Yet I was never alone. Life to raise my sons and daughters, golden sparkles in the foam. Yet I was never alone. Sailing down this winding highway, traveler, yet I was never alone. Exploring life's little highways, sighting all those distant stars. Yet I was not far from my
Roanoke, Virginia's singer-songwriter Bill Hudson performing Pete Seeger's Sailin' Down My Golden River, recorded live in the WVTF studio. Bill stopped by to share some songs and memories of his time with Pete Seeger. He says from the very first time he met him, Pete put him to work.
It was back in 72, I think. Don McLean, one of Don McLean's booking folks, Victor Hedges, introduced me to Pete, and we had a sloop club in Beacon, New York, and Pete handed me the broom and said, start sweeping, and it went from there.
And from that humble beginning, their friendship developed.
You know, as time moved on, I'd be doing gigs in the Northeast, and I'd always call them, like I do everybody else, that I might stop by for a day or so. And I would do that. And he said, well, I got some work around the house to do. I said, okay. So we'd go out in the woods and do some picking. So I'd go by for a couple of days. We'd go out, cut wood, work on the house. Toshi, his wife, made the best pea soup. She was really the guiding force, because Toshi was the one that taught all of us, including Pete, I think, a lot of things. Toshi taught me how to organize festivals, and I didn't know what I was doing, and Toshi would say, don't worry, you'll learn. So It was very, we were flying, back then we were really flying by the seat of our pants because we didn't have a lot of money to clean up the Hudson River, which was a big project, still is. Actually, I figured if I organize a festival in Greenwich, Connecticut, we'll make lots of money. And I think we raised $154 or something like that.
Well, yeah.
The festivals are still going on. This Father's Day in June, the Clearwater Festival will be doing it again. I'll be there. And his legacy, like you said earlier, is continuing. And he always had some really crazy ideas that we had no money to start with, but it was possible. So he really gave a lot of folks a lot of confidence, I think, including me, on that you could do something.
Yeah, I was mentioning before we started recording about Pete's legacy and about his influence on people, not only in music, but in activism. You can still see that today with how he inspired people to become active on social issues.
Very much so. I was playing for Red, who was hanging out in a tree trying to stop a pipeline. And it was very encouraging. The young people on their own started singing, "This land is your land." So I think the seeds have been planted.
Well, that's a good thing, a good thing. You have another song for us? What do you want to play?
Yes. So we'd be out in the woods. And he'd always pitch me a new song that he was kind of fooling around with, and I'd pitch him a song. So this is the last song that I pitched to Pete. Sang to him in a cappella, and he heard it, and he went, yeah. So it was like a real reality check.
They'll be no
peace. But I say there could be hope. Yes, I do. Yes, I say there could be peace. If you only look in my eyes, brother, tell me we are not the same. La 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 la, la 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 la, la la la, la la la, la la la. As we walk through this valley, as we climb up every hill, as we take that bold step forward, as we look to that distant shore.
Bill Hudson on Studio A, Look Into My Eyes, Brother, recorded live in the WVTF studio. Bill says in driving Pete Seeger around the gigs, he was always amazed watching him interact with his audiences.
You know, no matter if I drove 10 hours on the road and Pete would be calling me and going, can you drive me to a gig? And he did this to a lot of people. We'd drive him to a gig. And I was only 21 maybe. And I'd watch him work a crowd. And it was strange because the audience, and he did this in his older life when he couldn't sing, but they still wanted him to come. So what happened was, as he got older, he didn't really sing. The audience did, and he played. And that will put the hair on the back of your neck.
As I went walking the ribbon of highway, saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. Sing it out now. This land was made for you and me. Footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, while all around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me.
Everybody,
this land is yours. Singing just beautiful, but we need a little harmony. All the high tenors
and all the basses
and the contramezzo sopranos, everybody got to get in on this. I mean everybody. If there's anybody who's not singing, oh, people say, who are you? Woody wrote a lot of verses that did not get in the school songbooks. Here's one of them. In the squares of the city, by the shadow of the steeple, by the welfare office, I saw my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there whistling. This land was made for you and me.
Sing it out now.
This land. Was a great great high wall there tried to stop me. Was a great big sign there, said private property. But on the other side, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. Yes, this land. I think Woody would be glad to know that people are making up new verses to this all over. I've heard verses in Spanish from New Mexico. Now that's a nice idea. There ought to be verses in French and German and Italian and Polish and Yiddish and Choctaw and Cherokee and Kiowa also. Ever hear this verse? This land is your land, but it once was my land. Before we sold you Manhattan Island, you pushed our nations to the reservations. This land was stole by you from me. Now, there was a friend of mine, a fine young black singer named Jimmy Collier, singing this in Washington, D.C., back in 1968 in the Poor People's Campaign. And we were singing it together. Up comes old Henry Crow Dog from the Sioux Indian delegation. He points his finger right in Jimmy's chest. He says, hey, you're both wrong. It belongs to me. Jimmy stopped in the middle of the song. He says, maybe we shouldn't be singing this song. But Henry Crow Dog had a great sense of humor. He says, no, if we're down here together to get something done, let's all sing it. This land is your land. This land is my land. And grassland and river shoreline to everything living, bugs and snakes and microbes, fin, fur and feather, we're all here together. That's ecology. This land was made for you and me. One more time. This land.